if you have any concerns or questions, you can take those concerns and questions and shove them up your fucking ass, okay?
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
So I was talking to Astrid, and she's like, we can get it waxed. And I'm like, wax my balls? I'm not going to wax my fucking balls. Are you kidding me? I'm such a baby. I could never do that. It's not like one of my kids after I ask him to clean up. I don't want to shave my balls. I don't want to wax them. No.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend and co-host, Kristen Joy Odley. Best to you, Kristen.
Best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. All right. It didn't go in the book, but it's going to get done. But I have to change it. And that's What's our that? Little contest going on about the extreme foods that we want to eat. We want to have an extreme foods contest, right. Like an extremely hot food contest. And now, we've been a little bit scared off, a little bit shied away by this, by recent reporting that people actually die doing this. And so, and not to make fun of those who have passed.
No, God, no.
But we're just sharing that, we're too chicken shit to do it. Yes, so we're not going to do it. We're out of the game.
Well, when we saw that the hot gummy that you had purchased.
Was 9 million.
9 million.
Scoville.
Which is three times... Four times?
Yes.
What was the one that the guy died?
The
hot chip challenge?
The guy died from a 2.1 million Scoville
okay. yeah.
one chip challenge.
We're not going
by Pocky. So what I've decided to do, so here's the story, in case you missed it on a couple episodes. Now we have 45 episodes a week, so you probably missed yeah. it. It's yeah. unbelievable. No. What are we doing? What are we doing all this for? It's all in vain, Chrissy.
No.
No one asked for it. No one wants it. No one's paying for it.
We're sticking to it.
We're sticking to our guns. We never go backwards, only forward. Pretty soon we'll be doing 7 days a week. Still making $7 a month. So I did a little homework, and I found that 9 million Scoville is indeed, it's 4X what this one chip challenge is. And 9 million Scoville, at 9 million Scoville units, it will deliver the hottest chili pepper extract on the face of the earth. This is called Mad Dog 357, number 9 plutonium, is what it's called.
Not to be confused with Mad Dog, the...
355. I will tell you right now that this is probably the hottest thing that you could eat. Besides just eating direct extract into your mouth, which also would be ill-advised.
And I am a big, I love spicy foods.
Love it.
Love spicy foods. But I have to have some flavor along with it to enjoy the spice,
well,
shall
not,
we say.
The challenge is not to enjoy. The challenge is to survive.
Who doesn't die?
Well, I'm not suggesting we die. Of course not. I don't want to die. I'm not looking to die. That would be a bad episode of The Commercial Break.
Is that the challenge?
Yeah, well, but that would stop all the extra episodes. We might be relieved. If I die, you might be relieved God. Of doing a couple episodes of The Commercial Break. You could go back down to three times a week. I will say to you and to the audience right now, I think that's just way too hot to even attempt.
Yeah.
Because I am not afraid of any spicy food. If you take me to any wing place and say, give me your hottest wings, and they're not using some crazy, you know, chemical-based, chili extract, I will tell you right now that I could probably eat them and not really be bothered by it. I did that.
And enjoy them?
I didn't say enjoy them. Okay. But again, we're doing a challenge. We're not there to enjoy them.
At this point in my life, I'm eating good things that taste good and that are for enjoyment.
You are going to eat something for enjoyment. Okay. We are going to do the one chip challenge by Pocky. It is not the one that the person had so much trouble with. This is a different one. It's a little bit less intense. And we'll do it here. So I ordered it. It'll be here. I think you can buy them at certain like Walmarts and CVS's. I actually saw it one time at a gas station, like the one chip challenge, and they were fucking $15 for a chip or something like that. It was something crazy. It was very expensive, but I paid like $12 and I'm having one delivered.
A great discounted one.
A discounted Pocky chip I bought on
Glad
eBay.
You found a bargain.
Yes, it had a bite taken out of it, but he put it back in. It was sold as part of an estate plan for somebody.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's crazy. Basically, I think eating the world's hottest...
It's part of an estate sale from the person that died.
Yes, you just picked that up on that. Chrissy's a little slow, but she got it eventually.
No, no, I got it to begin with, but now I'm just
laughing again.
Yep.
So,
so what is the exact challenge? Who can not throw up?
No,
who
you cannot? Eat... Well, the challenge is really what you make of it, but according to people on the internet, it's eat one chip.
Well, according to people on the internet.
I know, but I'm not going to follow their instructions.
Okay, good.
I'm going to make it harder. So it's like eat a chip, hang out for 5 minutes, no water, no napkins, no nothing like that. Now, I think this is something that's doable. It's gettable for us. Because I researched this world's hottest gummy bear thing, and it is no shit serious fucking hot. It is like spraying pepper spray in your mouth. That's how it would be.
I'm thinking that might be a gag gift now that you can give for Christmas to your brothers.
I think I can, and I hope that none of my children. You know that so we brought it out.
Yeah,
here.
No, Matias went straight to it.
He was just like, "Oh yeah, I want
gummy.
That gummy." That's all he sees. He doesn't know. I'm thinking about feeding it to Blue tomorrow for breakfast. But I think it's just 9 million is too serious for us. We're not that kind of show. We're not here doing challenges. I'm not Mr. Beast. I'm not looking to make any waves. I'm too old for all that shit. But a good one chip pocky challenge. I think we can do this. I think this is gettable. There are so many people on the internet who've done this. And with a little, a little drama, there's going to be a little hotness about it. But I think we can do it. And then I think the loser has to do something. Now, according to the fans, the listeners, call them fans. They're not really fans. You're listeners. The listeners, according to the listeners, they like the idea of the loser has to get a fake tan of the color that the other person chooses. So
right.
I think that's a good one. It'll last for about a week. We'll look like idiots. Who cares? Whatever. Fantastic. So the Pocky One Chip Challenge is coming our way. And I just wanted to tell you that I just wanted to let you know I backed down off of the Gummy Bear Challenge as soon as I read 9 million.
As soon as I said I wasn't going to do it.
Well, I would have done it. I would have done it if you're going to do it, but if you're not going to do it, I'm not going to do it on my own.
No.
I'm not eating that fucking thing on my own. There is no fucking way. There's no reason to do this. No reason whatsoever. I watched a video online of some guys who did the gummy bear challenge. They each ate
the
a gummy
same
bear.
One?
No, they actually ate.
No, the same one you bought.
The exact same one that
okay.
I bought. Yep. And there are a number of videos of this exact same one.
Okay.
So this one is in lore and in myth, this one is legendary. But it really looks, these were young guys, like 22, 23
yeah,
something.
Yeah, you've got your game on.
Yeah. I don't know what they were thinking. And they didn't even get that many views. That's the part that sucks the most.
When
you do something like that and you suffer for like 2 hours, 3 hours, and then you don't get anything in return, you're just... an idiot, I guess. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
And that's why I think it makes no sense for us to do it, because we're not going to get any views on it either.
No.
The Pocky One Chip Challenge, however, I think we can do that. We are doing Thanksgiving, and we normally don't do like regular Thanksgiving fare. Have you ever done this? Like a different kind of... Do you do turkey?
Yes.
Okay. You like the whole turkey and trims
and
fixings?
Yeah. That's what we've always done.
But we have three Thanksgivings. So to have turkey three times in a week... That's usually not very well made because turkey's impossible to fucking make correctly. And all the other accoutrements. Like, I love me some good stuffing. I love me some potatoes au gratin.
Mm-hmm.
I love me some, sweet potato pie and all that kind of shit. I hate cranberries. Do you like that stuff?
I do.
You do?
But I like the canned.
You like the canned cranberry?
I do. Uh-huh.
Ugh.
The jellied.
Yeah, it looks weird. It looks weird. It tastes weird. You like it?
I like it.
Is it like cranberry jello to you or something like that?
Yeah.
Is that kind of what it's
good.
Like?
It tastes good.
So what else are you going to put there at the... At the
Thanksgiving? Oh, yeah. I do stuffing, dressing.
Dressing?
Yeah.
You got to do dressing.
The dressing in
the
pan.
Do you cook the turkey yourself?
I have before.
Okay.
But it depends on whose house you're going to as well.
Yeah.
You can't cook. Was I talking with you about that? I was talking to somebody. They went and they brought a turkey to somebody's house who was making the Thanksgiving.
Yes, that was me.
Okay.
I don't want to get too much into it because it's just drama that it's unnecessary. But yes, just know that one time my parents had cooked a turkey and someone else decided they wanted to bring their own turkey because they knew better. And that was the most offensive thing.
It really is.
That you could have done.
Unless you're
going
to do like a deep fried or something. You know, people do those fried turkeys.
Yeah, but you should communicate that first.
Absolutely.
You can't just show up to the front
Here's
door.
Here's the turkey.
Hey, I just thought.
I brought the main dish.
This guy was like.
Not a side.
I know, not a side.
Not a salad or a dessert. The main dish.
I brought the main dish because I don't like the way you're going to cook the main dish. So I brought it, and everyone's going to like mine better. So he decided, because he was like some grill Casey masterpiece bullshit grill artist, which never tasted good in the first place. I had his barbecue. It was never great. But he showed up to the front door with a turkey he had smoked, and he offended everybody in the process because he just acted like king shit. And it was, we were all like, dude, you shouldn't have done that. Like, they went through all this trouble to cook this turkey. And good, bad, or indifferent, we should eat that turkey because that's the way it is.
Yeah.
You either got a great turkey, you cooked it well, or you didn't. And it happens to all of us because turkey is fucking impossible to cook.
No, I cooked a really good one.
How did you do that?
We do that.
What is your secret?
Good recipe. Well, you have to do the brine.
Yeah, that's what my brother does.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, like 5 days of brine or something. 4 days, 3 days of brine.
Yeah, at least a day or two.
And what is that? Like sugar and water is basically what you do?
Salt.
Salt and water? Mm-hmm. Salt water?
Yeah, salt water.
And you just inject it in there and then let it brine for a couple
brines
days?
Brines up, And then you got to go, you know, kind of slow and low.
Yeah, that's what I tell Astrid all the time. Just got to go kind of slow or low.
The right spices,
or
the right thing.
Your turkey's going to be dry by the time you want it.
And the right size. The right size is
key. Yes. Oh,
you know,
yes.
You do too big of a turkey, and that's really hard to cook.
That's what I tell Astrid all the time, too.
So we... And I personally don't like dark meat. I know a lot of people do.
That's what I tell Astrid all the time, too.
I don't like dark meat, so I tend to go more towards breast, and you can just do a breast as well.
I agree with you. There are lots of ways that you could probably make your chances of having a good turkey improve. And I've had a few deep fried turkey. I've known a couple of idiots who had the turkey fly right out of the deep fryer because they were being boneheads.
Yeah, you hear about bad accidents that happen every year
when
people do that.
Well, we got a fryer 1 year during the pandemic. We got a turkey fryer still sitting out in that fucking shed back there. We got a turkey fryer. We turned it up and I actually did cook the turkey in the fryer. And it wasn't bad. It wasn't good, but it wasn't bad.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I thought, oh, well, we can do this. We can get better at this, right? But now it's just because it's so complicated because there's like three Thanksgivings. So
And you have different cultures, too.
We do.
That are mixed into your familial traditions.
Nowhere in Venezuela is eating a turkey a thing.
Right.
I mean, there's probably people have had it, but it's not a thing.
Yeah.
There's no Thanksgiving. It's not a thing. They don't know about stuffing and potatoes au gratin and sweet potatoes with, you know, marshmallows on them and all that stuff. Green bean casserole.
Green beans.
Oh, green bean casserole
is
my favorite.
Well, the crunchies on top.
It's the only time of year that I buy those onions.
Yeah.
Those French onions.
The French onions.
That you get
French
from
fried onions.
French fried onions. But I will eat those things by themselves.
I know. They're so good.
They're
you can't
so
help
addictive.
But have.
I know.
I like cornbread, too.
Cornbread's delicious. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. So I'm thinking that I'm going to take that gummy bear, whiz it on up into a little powder, and I'm going to sprinkle it on. Sprinkle it on. Whatever dish I don't like. Did I tell you about that one time I had to make like an oyster casserole for Thanksgiving? Did I tell you about that?
Yeah,
and it was like
I think
oysters
so.
In a bucket or something, and they were all slimy and gross. That's what I would have put the damn fucking gummy bear on. The
First
damn
of all,
oysters.
I don't think you can whiz up a gummy bear.
No, you can't. But
powder.
If you could, I'm going to cook it, dry it, make it into a powder,
dehydrate it.
Yes, and then by that time, everybody in the house will be sick at the hospital
because
the
of
fumes.
The fumes.
Just, I'm going to cook my one
It'll
gummy
be like
bear.
Pepper spray got sprayed into the air.
That's right. I'm going to cook my one gummy bear as if it was a turkey. Drop it in a deep fryer, put it in the oven.
There you go.
Mash it up, put it in the potatoes. I'm going to see how everybody reacts. It's going to be a good time for everybody. But I am, you know, I get terribly excited about Thanksgiving. But when I think about having three Thanksgiving meals in a row, it's just too much. So
why do you do three?
Because there's one side of the family, then there's the other side of the family. And then sometimes we have another, like not another side of the family, but we have like a thing here at the house, right?
Okay.
Sometimes. And so we all agree, let's just do one Thanksgiving dinner.
Yes.
And then we can do the rest can be whatever.
Okay. Yeah.
So my mom.
Asian.
We're going to do Italian this year.
Ooh,
and then
Italian's
good. It looks like we're also going to do chili.
Okay.
So Italian and chili. So that, again, the gummy bear is going in the chili. I got to tell you about this one time. My mom in her loveliness when my parents divorced. She was living in this apartment temporarily. And Thanksgiving came. We were all living out of the house at the time. So we all went to the small apartment. We're sitting around this table. And my mom had already prepped us that, hey, I can't do the whole Thanksgiving thing. She was working at the time. She's like, I just don't have enough time.
Yeah, it's a lot. One person.
Are you okay with pasta? Pasta and lasagna.
Oh, there you go.
Sure. Yeah, mom. Whatever. I mean, you know, cool. We just want to be together. That's all right. No problem. So mom, we get over and mom brings out of the oven two trays, foil trays. One has lasagna in it. And one is like some weird breaded chicken with whites and blue sauce or something. It's really like a disgusting looking dish.
White and blue sauce.
It's Chrissy, don't even ask me. It was like nasty, right? And we were all just trying to be polite. We were like, oh, great job, mom. Congratulations on that.
Yeah.
We can eat the lasagna, the white and purple stuff. I don't know so much about that. But listen to this. So we start eating and we're all like, oh, this is just kind of gross, right? It's kind of gross. It tastes like, I don't know. I guess the best example is, the best thing I can say is it tastes like the sauce was substituted with like a pizza sauce or like a weird marinara sauce. It didn't taste good at all. So we suffer through this particular Thanksgiving. And at the end, my mom says, would you like some, I don't know what it was, like Cinnabon strawberry something, right? Some weird concoction dessert. And I was like, everyone's like, sure, why not?
Maybe.
She goes into the oven. She brings out another foil tray filled with like these weird like cinnamon rolls things. And I'm like, where did you get these trays from, mom? This is kind of weird. You've cooked in these trays? And oh, yeah, I did. It was hard, but I did it. My little brother goes to the bathroom. And he goes to the bathroom. He goes to the bathroom. He passes by the laundry room. He notices that there is a trash bag there full of Pizza Hut boxes. And so he's like, mom, what are you doing? You're eating all Pizza Hut. That's not good for you. You can't have Pizza Hut.
Oh, no, I just had a couple pizzas. Don't worry about it.
What we realize after we go digging through her trash is that my mom ordered the pastas and the dessert from fucking Pizza Hut. We were eating Pizza Hut. And because Pizza Hut was closed on Thanksgiving, the meal was from the day before. Yes. Aww. It was pizza sauce.
Yeah.
Chrissy, it was terrible. I'm A for effort, mom, but it was really, really terrible. I mean, I've had some bad Thanksgiving meals. We all have. We've all been to that one house where we're like, oh my God, this is disgusting. But you just eat it because you just want to be around the people that you love.
Yeah.
You know how difficult it is to cook for many people, and you just excuse it, right?
Yes.
And it's just one of those things. You don't get crazed about it. But I'm telling you what, we still to this day, we bust on my mom so hard about this. We're like, you know, mom will be like, hey, what do you want me to bring to Thanksgiving? You'd be like, Pizza.
Hey, mom, please.
Can you bring some, you know, some of those shit sticks from Pizza Hut with that terrible sauce they have? Is that okay? Can you do that? She's always like, I was trying. Yes, you were. She gives it is just as good as she gets it. And if you heard my mom, then you know. And my mom will be back on the show in a couple weeks.
Oh, good.
We got a couple more Ask Brian's Moms.
Oh, good.
So we're going to be back with that. So I'm super excited about Thanksgiving. We're putting away the gummy bear for now. We'll do the Pocky One Chip Challenge. And we'll have milk on standby just in case the heat gets too much. I don't want you to worry. I don't want you to feel like we're gonna die, because we're not. It's 2 million Scoville. You know, only a couple people have died so far. I don't want you to worry about it too much, Chrissy. Hey, let's take our first break, and then we'll be back with more Thanksgiving fun here on The Commercial Break.
Yeah, Brian, we get it. But back to me. I mean, this TCB promo. Leave us a voicemail at 626-ASK-TCB3, and you might just hear yourself on the show. Want to text us instead? Lucky for you, we also have a number just for that. Text us at 855-TCB-8383 and give us compliments. You can also always go to tcbpodcast.com for all of our audio and video. Find us on Instagram at The Commercial Break and on TikTok at tcbpodcast. And find us on youtube.com/thecommercialbreak for fully edited episodes. Now that that's done, let's listen to a few sponsors and get back to this episode of The Commercial Break.
This episode is sponsored in part by Regain, couples therapy by BetterHelp. If you've listened to 5 episodes of The Commercial Break, then you probably understand that Chrissy and I are big proponents of therapy. We both go, we've both gone, we've done it for a long time. I personally foresee myself doing therapy well into the future. It's great to have someone independent of me to share my thoughts with and just relieve some stress and get some guidance. But what do you do when you're experiencing problems in your relationship, stress around your relationship, or maybe you just need a third party to talk to and share your feelings with? Couples therapy is the greatest gift someone gave me via advice. And couples therapy is a gift you can give your relationship, because even the best of relationships have moments when a therapist can help. And that's why Chrissy and I are really happy that Regain Couples Therapy by BetterHelp is available in the comfort of your own home or wherever you choose to do it. It's online therapy, online couples therapy. You can choose the time, the place, and you can choose the therapist. You can actually switch your therapist at no cost to you if you find you're not jiving with a therapist, or maybe you just want to change. I love this idea. I'm a big fan of couples therapy, and BetterHelp is a brand that everybody knows has been doing wonderful things in the therapy space. Listen, I've said it before on behalf of Regain, and I'll say it again. Go to couples therapy is simply one of the best pieces of advice I've ever received regarding relationships. And because the best relationships are always worth fighting for, try something new in therapy. Visit regain.com/BTY for 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/BTY. There's nothing to be embarrassed about, nothing to be ashamed of. Visit regain.com/BTY and work toward a better relationship. Regain.com/BTY, as in best to you. And I want to thank Regain Couples Therapy by BetterHelp for being a sponsor of The Commercial Break. This episode is sponsored in part by our good friends at Uncommon Goods. All right, Christmas is coming up. We're all doing the mad dash to figure out what everybody wants, go to the stores, buy online, all that other stuff. But me personally, and my brothers can tell you this, I like to be very unique about my gift giving. So unique that no one has any clue what I'm thinking when I get them a present. In other words, I get gag gifts every year for my brothers and some of my immediate family, and I always love to see their faces when they open up the gift. Disappointed they didn't get anything real, but they get a good chuckle nonetheless. I am so pleased that Uncommon Goods is now making it much easier for me to find these particular items. And it's not just about fun and gag gifts. They have everything. Home items, decor, corporate gifts, jewelry. If you need it, they have it. This is a truly unique shopping experience. Everything you see is made by small artists and independent businesses. These items are often very unique and handmade. I was on the website this morning looking for my gag gifts, and they have a whole section of fun and quirky gifts. Two things stood out to me. Number one, they actually have a phone jail. It's like a cage, like a small cage with a phone holder in it for like 3 or 4 phones, and then there's a lock. And if you have the key, no one's getting their phones. I hope my wife never finds that particular gift. How about this one? An actual game, a board game called Ganja Land. That's going to be fun for all the kids. I really like this company. And they like you. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/TCB. That's uncommongoods.com/TCB for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods. We are all out of the ordinary. And that's something every TCB listener can agree upon. Again, go to uncommongoods.com/TCB for 15% off your first gift. Go to this website. You'll have a ton of fun. And thank you to Uncommon Goods for being a sponsor of The Commercial Break. All right, we're back. You know, I was just reading this while we were on the break, that actually the Pocky One Chip Challenge has been taken off the Pocky website.
Oh.
As they have also recalled all of the Pocky One Chip Challenges, and they are offering refunds to anyone who bought it. I did not buy it on the Pocky website, so we'll do further investigation on this.
Yeah, more to come.
I think because of the one child's death. I mean, he was a teenager. Which is a terrible, terrible thing to happen. But apparently he had some kind of like unidentified heart or lung problem. So I just feel terrible for his parents. Yes. Did you read about the lion that escaped and was walking around Rome? There was a circus in town.
Yes.
Did you read about this?
I did see that.
Is that not fucking insane?
That's wild.
Can you imagine a lion just roaming the streets of Atlanta? I mean, Rome is a very crowded city. It's not like there's a lot of extra room in Rome for a lion to roam around. There's no way.
This did happen in Atlanta years ago.
It did?
Yes.
What?
It was right about the time you and I were first meeting. And yeah, there was something to do with I don't know if it was specifically a lion, but it was an animal from the zoo.
Oh, really?
That had gotten loose.
I think I remember. Was it a gorilla or something?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah, but yeah.
That's just scary to me. That's just scary to think that these animals can just be walking out in the wild accidentally. We've had horses that have gone loose. I think one time we had a pack of cows running down 75 or something like that. But a lion with a huge mane, like a healthy looking huge lion walking around the streets in and amongst parked cars, just minding his own business, just kind of hanging out, walking up and down the street.
Checking things out. Everybody wants to see Rome.
Of course. I mean, when in Rome, right?
Yeah. When in Rome, Rome.
When in Rome, eat small human beings, I guess. I'm not sure. I just can't even imagine how you must feel when that is happening to your neighborhood. It must be exciting in a little bit, in some sense. But then it just reminds me of that sign that I saw on the door at the Pigeon Forge cabin. Be bear aware, close right. and lock doors. Because those things, they get the little paw. They can go right, just open the door right up, and then all of a sudden they're downstairs.
Yeah, they're smart.
I've been reading an article a couple weeks ago about an alligator that made his way into someone's home in Florida, and the lady came home, and the alligator was in the kitchen. What?
Those alligator stories happen a lot, I feel like.
Alligators are like the squirrels of Florida. They're everywhere. They are everywhere. You have to be ultra aware when you're in Florida around any body of water. And even in South Georgia, you have to be aware because those little sons of bitches, they are sneaky like motherfuckers and they just want to take a bite out of your leg. That's what they want to do. If you get too close, they come up out of the water real quick and they snap you. We've all heard the terrible stories about people who have actually been eaten by alligators. But in Florida, it takes it to a whole nother level. I don't see a body of water in Florida. Like, I was in Naples one time and I was riding through these neighborhoods, beautiful neighborhoods, beautiful homes. But they have a lot of these retention ponds because Florida is a swamp. And so you have to drain that swamp in order to get dry land to build your home on. So they have a lot of these retention ponds in these neighborhoods. They're beautifully lined by palm trees and certain things. But you just know, lurking underneath the water is some silly little fucker who wants to get you. And I don't have anything to do with it. I actually was nervous one night when I was walking in this neighborhood, like back from a movie Astrid and I saw.
Yeah.
And I was a little bit nervous. Astrid was way nervous.
Come upon one.
Yes. Astrid was like way scared. She was like grabbing onto me tight. She's like, what about the alligators? And I'm like, oh, don't worry about them. I'm also terrified right now. You know, like the gentlemanly thing to do is walk on the outside of the street, right? So if someone gets hit by a car, it's you first and them second.
Yes.
I never understood. But anyway, I get it. I get the premise. So, and I always do it. It's just like, it's like a habit. You know, I put Astrid on the inside. And but this time she wanted to be on the outside because she didn't want to be near the water. And I was like, no. Let me be a gentleman through and through. Alligators could come from the street too, honey. They could eat you from anywhere, basically. Am I scaring you enough?
Well, I just read something about, Florida man is a thing.
Florida man.
This was Florida woman. And it was a story about a woman who had her head bitten.
By an alligator?
By an alligator. And as you read further into the story, she had gone like scuba diving in a swamp.
In a swamp? In like one of those retention ponds? What are you fucking thinking?
Yeah.
Are you thinking?
You're
Why
not.
Would you go swimming in any of those things?
No. No, 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 no.
Remember I told you my in-laws.
I can't get in the pool?
Yes.
Or the ocean.
But even the pools aren't safe because they go in the pools all the time down there. People are always fishing alligators out of their fucking pool.
Yeah. But at least you can easily see.
True. Yeah, that's clear water, so you can see if a gator's coming. What if you're in the water and a gator comes? Then what
jump
do you do?
Out,
I don't know. I guess you do. Do you remember that? I told you how my ex-in-laws, my ex-wife's some of her extended family, they live down in Valdosta on this huge piece of land. And right in the back of the house, probably, 2 football fields in the back of the house, straight shot from the back door, they had this very big retention pond. It was in the middle of nowhere, like wooded area, South Georgia, in the middle of nowhere.
Ooh, and scary.
I know.
That makes
it's
me
creepy,
already.
Isn't it? Yeah.
All the different critters.
I know. And all the Spanish moss on the trees.
Oh, yeah.
It made for a perfect opening to a lifetime murder mystery.
Story.
So
it shows like a picture of the moss swaying.
the moss swaying and a disemboweled body. Yeah. Hey. So I always remember being back there and, the kids were like, whatever they were doing out by the pond. But I always I noticed that they never swam in the pond. And this is like my first time in South Florida. And I thought to myself, oh, the alligators are down in South Florida or whatever. No, no. They had, years before, pulled out and had pictures of, pulled out a 7.5-foot alligator from that pond and had to repurpose it or put it somewhere else or whatever. And that scared the holy shit out of me. And so whenever there were parties over at that house, or I was smoking cigarettes at the time, so I would like go. I would not go out back to smoke the cigarette. They had a dog pen with all these hunting dogs. So I would go smoke near those hunting dogs, figuring...
They could save you.
They could save me. They'll know before I do when something is amiss.
You'll be alerted.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, what I didn't know is those dogs are bred to kill also. So had they gotten out, they probably would have eaten me also. They did seem to go a little crazy when I was back there smoking cigarettes. But it just, like, it boggles the mind how dangerous Florida really is.
Mm-hmm.
There are pythons down there. Because people are putting them in the water, apparently. They don't like them as a pet, so they put them in the water. And there's nothing to stop them from growing 15, 20 feet long.
I've seen those ones that are huge, huge.
They now have malaria is making a comeback down in Florida. It's like they're everyone's sounding the alarm. Malaria is back. Malaria is back. Who the fuck wants malaria?
No one.
Malaria? Malaria has been eradicated for many, many generations. And now all of a sudden we got to worry about it on our trip to Disney World? Like, this is so fucked up. And then the spiders, the creepy crawlies, the everything. I'm starting to feel like Florida is our little Australia, right?
It's something.
It's really nice to think about visiting. But when you get down to it, it takes a long time to get there and everything can kill you. Including people. It's just like, you don't want to go down there for any reason. It's Florida. And I love Florida.
I love Florida, too.
I love Florida.
Especially living here, growing up in Georgia. You know, that's where you took family vacations a lot of times.
Of course.
And yeah.
It's Georgia's backyard.
Fond memories of Florida.
Everybody has fond memories of Florida. But that's probably because you just haven't had an entanglement with an alligator yet. Just saw a picture the other day. On the beach, where typically... crocodiles and alligators are not hanging out on the beach, right? They don't swim in the ocean necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
They may swim in salty brine water, but they don't swim out in the open ocean. This island down in Florida that we visit a lot, someone put up a picture on one of these Facebook groups. It must have been, I'm guessing, it's hard to tell because there was no point of reference. The person in the comments said that it was 8 foot long. Gator just laying on the beach, just sunning itself on the beach. And I thought to myself, holy shit, I've been to that beach. I've laid in that spot. I've sunned myself also. We have similar skin, me and the crocodile.
Can you imagine laying out with your eyes closed and then all of a sudden you feel a little something come up next to you?
Yeah, he's just like nudging you.
Yeah. And you look over. I mean, wow. Like,
hey, dog, you got an extra Bud Light? No, I don't. Well, I'm going to have to eat you now. I'm very sorry. You don't mind if I take a leg, do you? Take a leg. Go ahead. Take a leg. Not near the head area. I make my living up here. Can you do it down there? Chew off my penis. I don't need that anymore. It's just, to me, it's just wild when the animals are... I read somewhere that because of the way that we travel now, the way the world is so small, that it's really becoming very difficult to keep species of animals where they're supposed to be, or where their natural habitat is probably a better way to say it. In Chicago, they got the flying carp or whatever. Have you seen that? In the Chicago River, where they'll drive a boat down the river and all these fish will just come flying into the boat and hitting people in the face. They're big fish too. They're like 1.5 feet, 2 feet long. And they have had to build dams near the Lake Michigan to keep the flying carp from getting in Lake Michigan because there is no natural predator in that environment for these carp. So they are just eating and killing everything that they see, you know, procreating at an amazing level and then jumping into people's boats. I don't want that. That's not an experience I want. I don't want malaria in Atlanta. That's not a thing that I'm interested in. I also don't want to find 20.5-foot pythons underneath my porch. I like my black snake. He keeps to himself. Occasionally he tries to eat the birds off the door. But, you know, I caught him. I caught him red-handed.
And what did you do?
Don't you remember that?
Yes, I do.
Remember for like a month we had those birds. The baby birds made a nest.
In the wreath.
In the Christmas wreath. This earlier in 2022, we put up a Christmas wreath. And we left it there through January. And in January, late January, we started to notice that a robin had made a nest and nested her eggs in there. So every time we opened the door, we had to be worried that one of the eggs were going to fall out. And one of the eggs did fall out one time when I slammed the door accidentally. So when they were starting to hatch, I don't know what it is about those snakes, but those damn tongues can smell a mile and a half away, because he started crawling up the side of my house.
I remember that.
Making his way from the back of the house to the front of the house on the wall. He was on the wall, stuck to the wall. And he was huge. He was like, I don't know, I'm guessing 6 feet long. He was a big bad boy. And he was making his way toward these little baby birds. Mm-hmm. So I was out there and I had to put Mia on the ground. She was just a baby. I had to put Mia on the ground while I went and found various different things I could spray and throw at the snake. He was undeterred. This guy was undeterred. I was spraying like cleaning solution in its eyes and it was like, whatever. So eventually I got a brain in my head, went and got the pool cleaner, like the big thing with the basket net. On it, the net. And I scooped him off the side and I took him a half a mile down the street and made him somebody else's problem. But he came back and he lives under my porch.
But you've got the shiplap now that goes around that
I've got the
shiplap. Neighbor
That's right.
You
so I don't
do.
Have to worry about the snake when I can't see the snake. Yeah, my neighbor did it for me. I was actually surprised I handled the snake thing on my own. I should have called him because he probably would have figured it out in 2 seconds. But that is about as wildlife-y as I want to get.
I know. Well, it's like a voice in your head sometimes says, if not me, who?
Yeah. Not me?
I mean, like, it's me.
It's me.
It's got to be me.
There's
now.
Nobody else.
I can't ask anybody else.
I hate those situations. I hate being a grown-up. When you're in those situations, you don't know what to do, and there's
like,
no one else to rely on.
If I don't do it, then it won't get done.
I just have to do it on my own, I guess.
Yep.
And that it's in those situations when I'm most terrified, because I don't trust myself in a lot of situations. I didn't know what to do with the snake. I didn't know what to do with the shiplap. I don't know how to change a light bulb. I'm not sure what any of this studio stuff has to do with. I'm just hoping when I press record, it actually records. And a lot of times it doesn't. So there you go.
We're learning.
I don't want new wildlife in my environment. I'm okay with the snake as long as he stays where he is. I know there's raccoons. I don't like to look at them. I know there's squirrels. I like to yell at them. I know that there's little chipmunks.
Squirrels are awful.
They're awful. And the chipmunks are making a whole fucking thing out of my backyard.
Oh, yeah. Swiss cheese.
Do you remember that show, The Gummy Bears? Remember when the cartoon show The Gummy Bears was on?
I think so.
It's back in like the late 80s or mid 80s. There was a cartoon called The Gummy Bears. But they weren't actually gummy bears. They were like, you know, furry little bears. But the coolest thing about
Care
the gummy
bears?
No, this was gummy
this
bears.
This is gummy.
Yeah. Running here and there and everywhere. Da 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 da. We are the gummy bears. Okay. I think it's gummy bears. They had in that show, which I thought was the coolest thing that ever. You could open a tree trunk. There was a door. You could open a trunk of a
like
tree.
Like the Keebler elf?
Yeah, like the Keebler elf. But guess what was in there? A whole roller coaster system underneath the ground.
Oh, well, that's kind of like Fraggle Rock.
Yeah, really cool, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I imagine every time I see one of those fucking chipmunks. I imagine that they're just tearing up, building little roller coaster systems underneath my porch, and it drives me crazy! Crazy! I don't know which... I'd let Blue out there, but I think Blue's just going to make friends with them, and they conspire against me. Yeah, just to make more noise and make my life more miserable. Sons of bitches. All right, let's take our second break, and we'll be back with more commercial break after this.
Okay, podcast besties, time for one more quick break, and then it's back to the drama. Check out tcbpodcast.com for all of our episodes and youtube.com/thecommercialbreak for fully edited video episodes. Find us on Instagram at The Commercial Break and on TikTok at TCB Podcast. And of course, if you want to get in touch with us, which like, of course you do, leave us a voicemail at 626-ASK-TCB3 or text us at 855-TCB-8383. Now, let's listen to some sponsors and get this show going.
Oh my God, I'm looking at this Vogue cover that Jeff Bezos and his fiance did. Did you see this?
No.
Let me show this to you because I think this is, I don't know what this is. People are upset because they think it's very cringe. I think it's just two people who maybe think everybody wants to know about their love more than they do. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Let's see here. Jeff, I want to show this to you because I think you'll get it once you see it. This is
How
on.
How did I miss that?
I don't know.
I read the news every day, all day long.
Yeah, but you don't read the same trashy news websites that I do. That's the problem. Oh, I can't find it now. Anyway, so they take this picture together. They're like in an old beat up pickup truck on one of his ranches. And she's like straddling him on the seat. And he's like, and he's got huge buff arms. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he's like got that skinny black t-shirt like I do, only I don't have any muscles. So just imagine like this, but much more pronounced.
Okay.
Right. And he's holding her and he looks young. Man, does he look young.
That's what Jeff, billions will do for you.
I guess so. You just can get whatever you want done. Jeff Bezos looks younger now than he did when he started Amazon. I saw a picture of him in a single office at a desk. He had literally printed out with one of those old printers, like, that had the dots on the paper. Dot matrix. He had literally printed out Amazon.com for all the best books or something like that. It was sitting behind him on this sad-looking office. And you look at him, he looked older then than he does now.
He was struggling then.
That's true.
He was just starting a company.
He was stressed out. His hair is falling out.
He's got all the time to relax in the world.
Can we only hope that that happens to the commercial break? Yes. Can we only hope
let's manifest it.
Yeah, let's manifest it right now. What do we need to do? We need to sun our bum holes or something like that? Remember those idiots that were sunning their assholes?
I saw people doing it at Piedmont Park. It was crazy.
Sunning their buttholes?
Yes.
With their actual assholes?
They weren't naked, but they had on very short shorts and doing it.
Legs behind their head?
Yeah, yeah.
No way.
It's like, whoa, okay.
You think Jeff Bezos suns his asshole?
Probably.
Why
not?
Listen.
When you're on your $100 billion yacht...
True. When you're on the biggest yacht in the world.
In the middle of the Mediterranean. Why not? Sun everything.
If I have the world's biggest yacht, you know what I'm putting in there? I'm putting in a manscaping room where I have a team of people that are just there to trim up my shenanigans.
Okay.
And then I'm also having a butthole tanner. I'm just putting a butthole tanner. I'm having someone hold a black light to my bumhole all the time. And then I have a third room for bleaching my butthole. Because, why not? If you have billions of dollars, why wouldn't you bleach your butthole? Right?
I don't want a bleached butthole.
That was a thing for a while. Do you remember that? Everybody was bleaching their buttholes, getting vaginal reconstructive surgery. I always thought that was ridiculous. Why would you bleach your butthole?
I don't know.
Why do you even care? Listen. Let me get, here's a little news flash. I don't know how I went from Jeff Bezos to buttholes, but let me just share what my opinion is on this. If you have someone that's going back there in that direction, if they're willing to put their mouth or their vagina or their penis or whatever it is you're into back there behind, they don't care what color your butthole is. They've already understood in their brains, I'm going back there to do the dirty deed, and I don't care. Yeah. I'm just getting back there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So having a bleached butthole, it's not going to make any much of a difference. I don't think so. And I've seen some before and after pictures, and I'm telling you what, an asshole is an asshole. It doesn't really matter if it's brown or if it's white. It's an asshole. It looks like where poop comes from. That's it. That's the only thing you got to know. But if I have the world...
I'm going back to the bleached butthole. How does it even happen? Like, is there... like just a paste that you maybe put on it? Or is there like a ring?
I don't know, but pretty soon.
How long does it take? Does it burn?
It must. Are you putting hydrogen peroxide back there? Are you bleaching the hair back there? Or are you bleaching the actual asshole? No, it's like a clean ass. I don't know what they put on there, but we might find out pretty soon. We might have to take a second job bleaching assholes.
We might have to.
Here from the studio. We'll make TikTok videos out of it. I got this person on my Instagram I do not follow, but she keeps on popping up. She is a wax specialist for down there, French bikini or...
Yeah, I think I have the same person popping up in mine. Yeah.
And all you see is like she'll put like a little cucumber, like a tiny little cucumber over the vulva, but the rest of the vagina is clearly there. She's getting around the Instagram filter very slyly, but she's basically showing the vaginas before and after what these people do, and the butt too. And I'm like, wow, that's a lot of work going on down there. That's a lot of work going on down there. And it seems like it's all just painful. Like,
yeah.
when you get a bikini wax, is that painful?
Yes.
Ugh.
Yes. They're ripping, literally ripping hair out of the roots of your skin follicle.
And why not shave? Because it doesn't last as long? Is that right?
Different people do it for different reasons, but yes, it doesn't last as long. But yeah. I'm a shave fan.
I'm a shave fan too. Yeah, you aren't going to catch me fucking.
I've done a lot of it.
Putting wax on my pee-pee. This pee-pee is a prize right here. Anybody that gets that is going to come with a little extra hair. You know what I'm saying? I was going to go get my my tubes tied a couple of weeks ago, but I didn't because of the ever ongoing flu and cold situation here at the house. No one's ever healthy 100% of the time. So I called, and of course I had to say, hey, listen, I got to move my vasectomy because I'm sick. And I don't want to get everybody at the office sick. But as a part of the prep of that, I have to shave myself.
Yeah, you do. Jeff had it done.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. He did. A couple of days or weeks was what the guy said to me. He said, listen, start shaving maybe a couple weeks beforehand. And I don't know if he was talking, because on the paper it says shave a couple of days ahead of time. But I think he was trying to tell me something.
Just get in the habit.
Yes.
Is that what he was saying?
Like, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure that my urologist is a gay man.
Uh-huh.
And so I think he was trying to tell me something like, hey, you really got to do some trimming up down there.
just should get
that. Yeah, I'm an expert at this, and you just got to get some of that stuff out of the way. You might want to start shaving now. It might take you that long to start shaving. So let's get you ahead of the curve, and let's do that. So I was like, oh, okay. Chrissy, I'm telling you what. First of all, it's very hard to shave a pair of balls. I mean, it's not an easy thing to do. And second of all, it's an unfamiliar feeling because, you know, shaving your balls is like not something you do on a regular basis. So I was talking to Astrid, and she's like, well, you'll get it waxed. And I'm like, wax my balls? I'm not going to wax my fucking balls. Are you kidding me? I'm such a baby. I could never do that. It's not like one of my kids after I ask him to clean up. I don't want to shave my balls. I don't want to wax them. No.
There's things that you can use.
Yeah, but I don't want to put
Jeff.
Oh, okay. Did Jeff put some chemicals down there or something?
No.
Okay.
You should talk to Jeff about how to approach this.
He may have dipped his balls in like some some kind of solution that dissolves the hair.
Well, there are those, but that's burns.
So I didn't get the vasectomy. So now I've got this whole stubble situation going on down there that's not very comfortable.
It's making me adjust.
Exfoliate.
You do. You got to scrub
my balls?
Yeah.
Really?
You're going to have to scrub around.
I was talking to Astrid, and she was like, I have this exfoliating cream that I got from this.
Okay,
like
one, you know about exfoliating.
I do. For my face. I don't know what it means for my balls. I've never seen a ball exfoliator. But I did one time get that like hair care, like ball hair for men thing, where you put like the powder and the...
Right.
Okay. So I was telling Astrid, I'm like, I got this whole stubble situation going on down here. But then she started fixating on the exfoliation cream that I have.
Oh.
And she was saying, how many times a week do you do that? Mm-hmm. I said, a week? I do it like once every other month. And she's like, you exfoliate once every other month? And I said, yeah, aren't you supposed to like, this is the special stuff you put on every once in a month. She's like, you should do that once every other day.
Yeah.
And I'm like, every other day?
Yeah.
This $40 bottle of cream you want me to put on my face?
Oh, yeah.
Every other day?
Uh-huh.
Skincare is a whole fucking thing. Oh. And now that I'm getting into it, I got a whole routine at night. Yeah. It takes me like an extra half an hour. I'm already spending 2 hours in the shower. Now I have a half an hour out of the shower too.
Welcome to the world.
Bring, bring. Welcome.
Where's the sound effect?
How much time do you think you spend? The chime sound effect. The thing is, I've got so many sound effects in here. I have to scroll for pages and pages before I find.
Yes.
Exfoliate your balls.
Welcome to the world of skincare.
Nutfoliation.
Or just putting lotion on your face doesn't work anymore.
Brian, welcome to nutfoliation.
Nutfoliation.
We're going to nutfoliate right now. Get out some of that cream. Put it on a plate. Scrub your balls all around. I don't know how I would exfoliate my balls, but maybe I need to do that. How long do you spend on your skincare?
You could do it with like a loofah.
Oh, I could do a loofah.
Yeah.
I could loofah up down there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Scrub around.
The loofah and the hair. I probably won't be able to find my penis between the loofah and the hair.
That's okay.
How much time do you spend on your skincare routine on a daily basis, do you think?
Oh, I mean, not a ton of time. I've got my go-to creams, lotions, and potions that I use in the morning and at night. So, you know, I don't know. 10 minutes in the morning, 10 minutes at night.
How is it that every... every woman I know takes an hour and a half less than I do in the bathroom at night.
Because I've been doing this for a long time.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Let me show you this picture of Bezos before we go, because I think it's... Oh, is that him? Look. Well, just look at Bezos.
Just look at him.
Just look at him. This is his mom and dad, I think. But look at him. Look how young that guy looks.
Yeah, he's got a life of leisure.
Is he in his 60s? He's got to be in his 60s, right?
50s or 60s, I don't know.
Oh, God, if he's 50, we're fucked. We tried way too late to get rich. We needed to start back in our 20s, like yeah. Jeff Bezos. We started way too late.
And we were working for Clear Channel. Everybody else before us seemed rich.
Yeah, everybody was getting rich ahead of us.
Payouts, payouts, taking orders, doing lines.
Margarita machines.
Margarita machines, yeah.
We got there and all the fun stuff.
Exactly.
Welcome to hell. We paved the way for you. Welcome to hell.
You will get none of our old accounts.
None
of the ones that are actually billing and making money. No.
Yeah.
Go find new business.
I tell you what. Yeah. Your job to do all the cold calling.
Yeah. New business.
All the people who call and give you orders, fax them in and send them by email.
Yeah. That's for me.
We're all in charge. Yeah. But you're 70 and you're a millionaire because of the heyday radio days.
Yes.
I'm working till I die. All right. Why? Because I spent all the other money on cocaine. I got to keep taking fax machine orders. But do you really? Yes, I do. Oh, drives me crazy.
You're making me crazy.
All right.
Good luck shaving your balls.
Oh, I'm going to shave.
Exfoliate.
I'm going to nut foliate pretty soon. Yep. Nut foliation. It's a new thing.
Have Astrid help you.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
I never think about that. It's like, hey, babe, can you trim me up a little bit? Because I don't want to...
If there's a spot you can't see or whatever, you know, you might need her just to kind of...
Yeah, maybe I just stick one leg up on the shower wall and just show her.
Assistant.
Yeah. Hey, babe, do me a favor. While you're down there, bleach my asshole.
Right.
It gets everybody in the mood. All right, we're now 4 days a week, Tuesday through Friday. We actually had a couple of people that emailed us. We're recording on Monday. We had a couple people email us. Hey, what's up? Why isn't there a new episode?
I wondered the same thing.
Yes, so did Astrid.
I did too. I was like, where's the show from today?
Am I the only one who's not paying attention?
Well, I knew we were going to 4 days a week, but I thought maybe it was Monday through... I thought it was just any 4 days you choose is the way that I interpreted it.
Okay. Well, we'll try to stick to some schedule here so as not to make Christina's head explode. Tuesday through Friday, new episodes every single week. We love you. You're the best audiences in podcast. We're the best audience in podcasting. We know it. So do us a favor. Get more involved. Go to @thecommercialbreak on Instagram or TCB Podcast on TikTok. You can follow us there. Short little funny little videos or clips of the show that we put out every once in a blue moon.
Like Brian bleaching his asshole.
Like Brian bleaching my asshole. That's the next YouTube sensation. Yep. As if YouTube is not demonetizing us enough. Let's bleach my asshole.
Yep.
YouTube.com/thecommercialbreak. Full episodes. You can go there, subscribe, like, comment on your favorite video. Please subscribe to that channel. Even if you don't watch it all the time, just subscribe. Just do us a favor. Be a friend.
Do us a solid.
You can also go to the website and get your new Piggy Fronting sticker, number 5 in the series. The Teresa Caputo Piggy Fronting sticker is available, so go to tcbpodcast.com, hit the drop-down menu on the Contact Us page, leave us your address, and we'll send you that sticker. You can also listen to all the audio and watch all the video right from tcbpodcast.com. 626-ASK-TCB, the number 3. That's 1-626-ASK-TCB, the number 3. Questions, comments, concerns, content ideas, we are taking them all. Send them our way. We love you. And, the audio challenge, audio scavenger hunt coming in December. More
that's
information.
Right.
$1,000
prize. I'm working on those clues.
All right. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, I guess that's all I can do for today, but I love you, Chrissy.
I love you.
And best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, we always say, we do say, and we must say,
goodbye.
Cinnamon assholes.